Welcome back to Matt Chats. It's episode 2. It's been a long time between episodes. We're going to jump straight into it. Plenty to talk about AFL, cricket and COVID-19. Yes, welcome back to episode 2 of Matt Chats. We got a couple of special guests. Bryza, welcome back, mate. Oh. Good to have you involved again. How have you been?
Good, mate. It's been a very long time. Apparently, by public demand, I'm back.
By public demand, the fans have said they wanted you. Now, we do have another guest here. We won't reveal him just yet.
Okay, bit of time.
Obviously, we did the first episode. It's been a long, long time.
Yeah, what was it? October 30th?
October 30th.
That's that long ago. Like, it feels like you got sessions back since then. Tapes back starting again.
It just doesn't stop, does it?
Oh, mate. The drive just doesn't stop.
We've got so much to talk about because we haven't been on for so long.
Yeah, I know. Mate, since then, since the whole world's gone to a pandemic, so...
Coronavirus, AFL, cricket, tennis, badminton. Badminton's been full on.
We even have bowling.
We did 10-pin bowling. That was in one of the big clutch moments that's been happening in the world of sport at the moment.
Yep.
I think shall we reveal our second guest?
Yeah, mate, go on.
All right, so a bit of information on him. He goes by the nickname Chook. He has played 103 career cricket matches. He has played 56 of them for the Kenwick Cricket Club.
The anticipation is killing me right now.
He's made a high score of 35, best bowling figures of 5 for 28, 281 career runs.
Ooh.
72 career wickets. He's averaging 12.22 with the bat.
That's all right. That's all right. Not bad.
And he's got one run out in his career. Welcome, Sean Ingram.
Oh, cheers, Matty. I think you hyped me up pretty well then.
Yeah? Good to have you on, mate. How you been?
Oh, yeah, it's all right. I've been waiting for the invite, Matt. It's been a while. I've been watching episode after episode and just...
Episode after episode.
As you know, I'm a big fan, but yeah, finally glad to come on.
How many times have you listened to that first episode?
Oh, countless, mate.
Countless? All right, well, plenty of stuff to talk about. We've got to start off with number one.
Yes.
The coronavirus. Oh.
Is there anything we just can stop talking about the coronavirus? Like,
you got to mention it. COVID-19. What are your takes on it so far, Sean? What are you thinking?
Oh, at first, I think like most of us didn't think really much of it, and then it's kind of overtaken our lives, I think. Like, for instance, our crew at Grand Final has been caught off. Don't want to get you too fired up there, Matty.
Yeah,
but
we'll talk about that a bit later.
Yeah, all right.
This guy right here, tell you, I was scared yesterday.
Yeah, I wasn't very happy. So we've got this virus. It's just so strange because I swear at this time last week, we weren't too worried, and just day to day, it keeps getting worse.
Yeah, so basically, it just started off as something. I think it was December last year. Started in Wuhan. Someone ate a bat.
Yeah,
as you do.
as you just casually do. Yeah. And now it's grown to something which is affecting a lot of people around the world.
Yeah. I'm going to ask both of you. Sean, how long do you think this is going to be around for till we can sort of go back to our normal lives?
I think it'll be a couple of months, hopefully. That's my hope. I think it won't die off quickly, but I think worst case scenario will just keep going throughout the year.
Brother.
It's going to always be around. That's the real issue. It's going to always be around. But I think with the way they've been managing it over here, we've been one of the quicker countries compared to the rest. I'm going to say at the very least it will be around June.
I really hope you're right. Yeah. I really hope you're correct.
I think it's going to peak. I reckon it might peak around April. But then
let's get off the coronavirus because in good news, footy's back.
Yes.
That's a good thing. Carlton and Richmond last night, if anyone knows, we're recording this after the Carlton-Richmond game. One game in.
Yeah.
We haven't seen anything else.
Empty stadium too.
Empty stadium. It was a bit strange, but wasn't bad. I enjoyed watching it. Good game of footy. Carlton came back late. I thought maybe they could snatch it.
Yeah, mate. I actually was quite impressed with Carlton in the end because I thought they were going to get absolutely blown away off the park.
What are your thoughts on the game, Sean?
Oh, I thought it was a pretty good game. I thought it felt a lot shorter, as it would do.
Yeah.
But I thought Carlton put a pretty good fight against the reigning premiers.
I think it's the same as every year. I think Richmond always get the jump on Carlton, first four or five goals, and then Carlton realise they're at the MCG and go, oh, maybe, shit, we should probably try and kick into gear.
Yeah.
And they're playing catch-up. And
you got to remember,
it's a long way back.
Probably thinking it's a practice match. No one's there.
Oh, no, they were ready to go. When Jack Nunes kicked that goal from 50... in the last quarter, I'll tell you what, everyone went, you know what, they're on here.
But also, okay, so there's been tweets and stuff since the game last night, people obviously saying it's a weird scenario with the no crowd. But then I believe it was. I think it was Tim Ludeman, Melbourne Renegades player.
Oh, Tim Ludeman.
He's put out a tweet that goes, the security guards are sitting on foldable chairs. There's no one at the game. What's the point?
Well, you'd be pretty happy if you're rostered on as a security guard.
You get freaking in that
game. Especially a fan just having a good look at it.
Yeah, you're pretty much. Well, you're not there to patrol much, are you?
No, it's like, I mean, what are you going to do? Is there going to be like a streaker just come randomly through the, crowd? Maybe. And go,
don't they normally have to just stare at the crowd when they're not doing it? Do they still do that when they're just sit there just looking at them?
There was also a picture of two police officers at the game as well,
yeah,
which was standing, and they weren't even looking around. They were just looking at the footy. They didn't even care what was going around them.
I saw a few people sitting in the crowd, like just a couple of single, I assume they were like maybe
family members, I think.
Family members or like staff that needed somewhere to sit. I don't know. Like, I guess if you were a medical staff, you could technically just go and sit behind the bench in the grandstand now, because why not?
But hell, I feel like it was such a weird scenario for the players. Like, they're probably thinking right now, this is just such a weird scenario to be in.
Yeah. I think, well, Hardwick did say halftime, once you sort of get used to it, just felt like business as usual. Now, we got to talk about our ladders. Obviously, the AFL season's upon us.
Yes.
I'm sort of going off the top of my head because I wrote one down the other day. I don't know if you guys have yours on you.
Not on me, Matty.
In your head, though?
Oh, I can make one up on the spot if you want me to.
Sure, that's good. We'll go around the table. So, 18th spot, we're going to start with. I'm going to say the Gold Coast Suns. What about yourself, Bryza?
I've actually gone for one that are a bit of a powerhouse club, Swans.
Oh.
I think the Swans will be wooden spoons this year.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, I'm going to have to go Gold Coast. So I just don't. I see him improving maybe slightly, winning a game, but that's about it.
That's the improvement.
Yeah. Well, they'll be comfortable with the no fans. You got to remember that.
I think their chance of grand final. I mean, no fans. That's what they're playing every game.
Interesting indeed. Now we got number 17.
Yeah.
In 17th, I had the Adelaide Crows.
In 17th, I was trying my ladder. I actually had. Who was it? I had the Blues.
The Blues. Ooh.
Calm.
Sean.
I'm going to go North Melbourne.
North Melbourne?
Yeah, I just don't think they're going anywhere at the moment, yeah.
Righto. In 16th, sorry, Sean, I had the Dockers. I think you're going to get more out of them. I think as fans, you'll be excited. But I think in that time, you're still going to lose a few games.
In 16th, I actually had North Melbourne.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, in 6th, I'm going Adelaide. Again, yeah, just don't think they're going to do much.
Pretty trash.
In 15th, I actually had the Bombers. They look good in the preseason, but I think with the handover think it's going to work. I've got them in 15th.
In 15th, I went the Power. Poor Adelaide.
Yeah, that's fair.
I hate to say it, Matty. In 15th, I'm going to put Freo. Again, I really don't see them doing much. I think they're going to try and play a lot of young kids last year. They should have done last year. Yep. I don't think we had barely any debutants last year, so we got a bunch of kids there hoping to play, get improve a bit maybe next year.
I'm excited to see Sam Sturt. I think he's going to be a star in the future.
How good was Jack Martin last night?
Oh, phenomenal.
I was very impressed.
Phenomenal.
Did nothing Gold Coast. Kicked three off his own boot.
Mate, was very at good. Gold Coast, he was an overrated player.
He was.
Just to be honest.
Matt, is that happy? Are you happy with how he played, or happy that your multi got through?
That's your multi talking.
Bit of both. Pretty happy overall, though. I mean, I was really impressed. I thought he was really good around the ground. Made a lot of contests. It was
really
impressive.
Well.
We up to 14. 14. I had Sydney in 14th.
In 14th, I had the Crows. Okay. I think that both LA clubs are going to be pretty ordinary this year.
Mm. I had Carlton.
Carlton. Mm. In 13th, I had Port Adelaide.
I was remembering, 13th. Who's having 13th? Demons.
The Demons, ooh. Yep.
Again, this is all the top of my head because I didn't have anything bad, wasn't known of it, but I'm probably going to go Sydney.
Sydney?
Mm.
In 12th. Probably. So I've got my ladder now, so there were a couple of mistakes I made before, but I haven't said Carlton yet. I actually had them in 14th.
Yep.
I had the Swans in 13th, and in 12th, I actually had Port Adelaide there.
Well, just go back in time a little bit. So I did actually make a little mistake as well. I actually had the Hawks in 14th.
Did you?
Yes.
Wow.
I had the Hawks in 14th, the Gold Coast in 13th.
What? Ooh.
and Essendon in 12th.
Interesting.
Sean? Well, my ladder was completely correct. So.
Oh, okay.
Look at you.
In 12th, I've got the Ds.
The Ds, okay. In 11th, I think I said them before, which was a mistake. I actually had North Melbourne in 11th.
Yes, I
admit. I think they're, like I said earlier, I think they're that middle team that will just stay around the middle and not do much.
Yep. So I'm the only one. I made a mistake too, because I actually had the Adelaide Crows in 11th.
Did you? Yes. Oh, Lord.
Yeah.
I think they're going to improve St Kilda.
In 11th. In 10th, I have the Saints.
In 10th, I've got Fremantle.
Ooh.
I think Fremantle will be a big... I actually think that they show enough during preseason that I could see them having a good start, then they'll slack off towards the end.
They'll like every tired. Season? Or no offense, Sean.
It's all right, Matty. I've got the Bombers.
The Bombers. Now, 9th, just missing out in the top 8, I have the Melbourne Demons.
I had Port. I'm a mistake there too.
Oh, Port missing out on the 8th, Jess. What about you, Sean?
Yeah, I've got Port missing out as well. Ooh. I think it'll be real tight this year between like those sort of 6 to 10 teams.
You just got
to
take into account too, there's only a 17-game season at the moment, so it's quite hard.
Mm. So we're on the top 8 now. We're clear. We're set to go. This is what they really want to hear, our top 8.
Yes,
so
that's right.
From number 8, I've got the Brisbane Lions.
Jeez, you've got them falling down. Just do a ladder. 8th, I actually had someone who I think will rise this year. I had the Saints.
The Saints? Ooh.
Not bad.
Hey, you remember back in 2018 when you tipped a St Kilda Adelaide Grand Final?
Shut up. Hey. And then they call West Coast. Dom Sheet. One word.
I've got the Hawks sneaking into the 8th.
8? I've got the Hawks at 7th.
At 7th, I've got the Cats.
Okay.
I've got Brisbane in 7th.
In 6th, I've got the Western Bulldogs.
In 6th, I've also got the Dogs.
Oh, interesting.
So, yeah.
I picked the Cats for that place.
For 6th. In 5th, I actually have the Cats.
In 5th, you're going to hate me, I've got Collingwood. Now we're missing out on the 4.
In 5th, I've got the Bulldogs missing out by the top 4 by probably 0.5%.
0.5%. In 4th, and I only base this around... the fact that I might have to travel consistently because of the shortened season, I'm going to go West
Coast.
That's
why in my head I've also kind of changed. I'm not going to change at the start of the year. Yeah. I've gone Tigers in 4th.
Okay.
I've gone the Pies in 4th.
Okay. Cool. I've gone in 3rd, the Greater Western Sydney Giants.
In 3rd, I've also gone the Giants.
Okay.
In 3rd, I've got Richmond.
Oh. 2nd, I've gone with the Pies.
You can't go against your own team.
Can't go against your own team.
In 2nd, I've gone the Brisbane Lions. I think that they will... I don't think they're one-hit wonder. I think that they will be grand final bound this year.
Ooh.
On 2nd, I think the Eagles. I think, even though it's a shortened season, I think no one's beaten them at home. I think they're winning 40-plus almost every game at home.
Ooh. Fair enough. And my top of the ladder, I've got Richmond.
Top of the ladder, I've got the Eagles.
So, but I've got JWS. Coming home strong, very strong this year.
The Giants are a good side this year. I'm a bit scared of them.
So I'm going to tip our grand finals. I'm going to go a Collingwood West Coast grand final again. And Collingwood win.
I've gone with an Eagles Lions grand final. I think that they're going to be dominant teams all year.
And who wins?
Eagles.
I'm going to go Richmond Bulldogs.
Richmond Bulldogs.
I think Bulldogs
that.
Are really. I think Richmond, again, they'll just be dominant. I think Bulldogs really cause a bit of a surprise.
Now, let's go, who do we think for the Brownlow? I'm going to go Marcus Bontempelli.
I'm going to go a tie.
Oh.
I think it'll be a tie this year. And I've gone the Bont.
And Hayden Crozier. No. No?
Oh, I was going to say Francis Watson.
Oh.
No, I've gone the Bont and Paddy Cripps.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Oh, a bit biased here. I'm going to go 5. Oh, I think he's going to be too strong again. Oh, best player in the league. But I'll be biased about this. I know Freo will have a bad year, but I think 5's just too good. And there's no one there to still vote for him as well.
That's true. That's true. Obviously, a huge round of AFL coming up. The Pies tonight. Do you think the Pies are going to go up or do you think the Dogs?
I'm going to go Dogs. I went Dogs yesterday. I'm going to stick with that tip. I think the Dogs were about 4 points.
What do you think, Sean?
I'm going to go to Pies. just because Matt gives me lifts home from work and I don't want someone angry picking me up
from
work.
Oh, yeah, good call. You see, I did the same thing if that was me.
Well, obviously, we'll jump on the next topic. We've got to talk a little bit of community sport.
Oh, God.
Because
I feel like this is going to be a rep between you guys. I'm just going
to
sit in the corner.
Are we allowed to swear on this podcast,
Matt? We are allowed to swear on this podcast.
Well, I'm fucking angry.
Put it out there. I'm fucking angry as well, Sean. Obviously, the coronavirus has obviously hit hard.
Yep.
On Monday, it was rumoured that cricket could be stopped on the weekend. All teams are in finals.
Including the Kenwick Cricket Club.
Including the Kenwick
Cheap
Cricket
plug.
Club. Then heard on Tuesday Cricket Australia released a statement highly recommending that all play to stop. Most organisations took this advice, including the SNCA, which we play in.
Here's the thing.
Yes.
Just gonna say, it's cricket for a starter.
It's a non-contact sport.
It's non-contact sport. I understand they said don't shake hands or that sort of thing because of the whole thing going around, but it's cricket.
Yes.
That's all I can say. It's cricket. Like, it's not contact, people.
It's going to be 22 blokes in a field, but of course, it's too dangerous, clearly.
I can sense your sarcasm, Sean.
It's like yesterday, Tigers and Carlton, they've played four quarters
of tackling.
And they don't shake hands.
Like, they've touched each other the whole match. Like, you've got to be kidding.
Patting each other's bums the whole game, but you can't.
Exactly. Exactly. Now, after that happened, so as bad as it was, we're like, oh, you know, we're pretty upset. The Australian government come out and say the National Cabinet accepted advice from the AHPPC that community sporting activities could continue with involvement from essential participants, players, coaches, match officials, staff and volunteers involved in operations and parents and guardians of the participants. Well, bugger me!
Yeah, Matt, that was really just kicking us while we're down, wasn't it?
Oh, mate, like, so there's only one thing. There's only one thing that the SMCA and cricket organisation should do to make this right. The government has now released saying it is okay to play. Am I correct in saying that?
It is okay to play.
It is okay to play. Toughen up, cop it, and reschedule it for next week.
I disagree with you.
Do the right thing by the players.
Again, you've seen the reaction from SMCA players. Everyone's angry. Everyone wants to play. No one, like, if we had the grand final this weekend, 22 blokes would show up.
Exactly.
Like, no one's gonna be scared or anything.
No way. I'd take the virus.
It's like, so my sister and brother playing basketball on Wednesday night, right?
Yep. Gonna play
mixed basketball? No. Oh. They called every player up an hour and a half before the game. So they're getting all ready to go down and play there, like, down Subi where they play. And then they found out the game's been cancelled. But they wait an hour and a half before the game starts?
Oh, my God. It is crazy. So I plead to the SNCA, Paul Spearing, President. We accept your decision, but it's not too late to make things right, Paul. It's not too late.
Paul, I know you're a big fan of the show. Just please plead with us, all right?
It's not too late. Imagine how many fans the SNCA would gain. How big Paul Spearing would be. Paul Spearing would be mounted on the wall as a hero.
Mate, let's just blame the media flogs for building this up to what it actually isn't.
I'm going to get too angry, so we're going to move on. Now, we spoke about this last time, brother. Love list. Do you remember?
Remember the love list.
Love list. Kinda. So we're gonna talk about the love list.
All right.
Obviously, last time, it's someone you're loving at the moment. So you actually put down Ash Barty. I put down Tasmanian pace bowler Lawrence Neil Smith.
That's right. I remember that one. Yep.
I've got one in my head. I'm going to go to Sean first. Sean, who do you want to add to the love list today?
Matthew, you've put me very under the bum.
I was going to say maybe Matt, and I was like, oh.
Listen, Matt, I'm going to let you go first so I can think about it.
Okay. I'm going to start off with a man who I think just stood up last night, really excited me, really stood in the place of someone who couldn't be there, and that was James Brayshaw. I thought he was impressive last night, really added the exuberance and the excitement to the commentary team.
Especially with BT.
No BT. And JB just stepped in and said, don't worry, lads. Take my hand. I'll take you on a journey.
All right. Bryza? I'm going to go with become a bit of a legend of the club, Bryce Cotton.
Oh, Bryce Cotton.
How good he has standing up. He has made Sydney his bitch. He's just been phenomenal. MVP of the league. MVP of the finals, and the Wildcats have been announced champions. Bryce Cotton.
Love it. What about you, Sean?
Listen, I don't know if these are sports related. I'm going to make my knot if that's okay.
Yeah, that's fine.
I'm going to go, I'm not sure of his or her name personally, but I'm going to go to the CEO of Coles. I think I've just done a phenomenal job sort of keeping out with all the shopping, stacking shelves, making people like myself work all those hard hours.
Coles
to really,
CEO.
To get everything on those shelves.
Your all
that dried pasta and toilet paper.
Yeah. So
anything left on the shelves?
You work at Coles. What's the go down there? Is there much left?
Any more toilet paper trucks go up in smoke?
I really hope not. But again, we're just getting pallets and pallets of toilet paper. It takes like an hour to stack it all every night, and then you rock up the next night just completely gone. Not even sort of one
hour
packet
to stack
of wet
up, probably
nothing.
Probably 1 minute to take down.
No.
So, Bryce, Sean came up to me last night, obviously news coming on Match Out today, and says to me, I've got a bit of a game of sorts planned. So don't really know what he's got in store. I've called it Sean's Shenanigans.
Oh, so what a name for the segment.
Sean, take it away.
Thanks. Now, not much of a game, just more of a story time.
Oh, story time.
I just want, before I say it, give you a bit of heads, I just want to think, is there any embarrassing stories you want to bring up? It can be anything sport related, anything. So I have a doozy I thought I'd share on the podcast. So as you know, Matt, I have a lovely girlfriend, Sophie.
Yeah.
And it was her brother's birthday the other day. I've gone over there to meet her family. Little did I know, grandparents, uncles, aunties, everything, probably about 30 people there. They've all
can I ask? Is she Italian?
No.
Oh, like Italian family.
I don't think so.
he's my eighth cousin.
If she was Italian, Sean, you'd have to end it, wouldn't you?
Oh, no.
He's not a fan of what Italian stands.
All right, let's not get into that. Right? No. I'm not in the mood. But anyway, so they all have these plastic chairs. And so I'm just sitting one, leaning back on it a bit. I think you might know where this is going. And Sophie's decided to come and sit on my lap, but sort of just one knee. So it's sort of all the weight's just gone to one knee. The thing snapped. I've fallen back and it's lying on this plastic. But as she's seen it's cracking, she's sort of like stood up.
Oh no!
So no one really knew. She was sitting on the chair, so I'm lying there. My face is just the reddest it's ever been, and everyone's sort of like, I was kind of hoping people would laugh. And, oh, he's falling in the chair, but no, everyone gets up. Oh my god, are you okay? Are you okay? Is any plastic through you? I'm like, no, I'm fine.
I'm glad they asked you okay. I've always been on the floor and laughing.
I know, and then the fact that no one sort of, everyone just thought I was a little chubby white boy who leaned back in my chair and it snapped. But no, she was actually on my lap and the weight of one chair went down. And obviously, probably meeting her dad for only the second time, I'm already a bit scared of him. And I've had to grab this bunches of plastic chair and throw it out the back in the bin.
Oh my god.
So hopefully I'm not. You guys might have some slightly embarrassing more.
I've got one. Actually happened last night.
Oh god.
So obviously with cricket being called off, we still went to training to sort of try and drown our sorrows. Had the laptop up, we're all watching the footy. I'm already pretty angry about the results of the week. Very similar story to yours. I'm sitting in the chair. I'm rocking back on it, feeling pretty comfortable. And then as I rock back another time, the chair goes out from under me. I land straight on the ground. It hurt a bit. Everyone laughed. Absolutely lost it. And I was very mad. I picked up the chair. I proceeded to kick it till I hurt my foot.
Oh, God.
And yeah, that's pretty much how it all went down. I was pretty mad.
I've got nothing.
Oh, sorry.
I've got nothing.
I've got another one.
Oh, God.
Relation to Sean.
Go on.
So, Sean. Sean, this is his third year at the Kenwick Cricket Club, Bryce.
Oh, yeah,
I think I know.
So he came down 3 years ago.
Yeah, right. Oh, yeah, I guess it is. 3 years has to be. Good mass.
His first training session. So we have this big box, right, that we keep all the stumps in. So it's a big silver box, you know, about a metre and a half long, half a metre wide, to put stumps in.
It's a nice box. It's a lovely box.
Silver box.
That's good.
Sean's at his first ever session. Sean bowls a ball. It's like his third ball ever at the club. He bowls the ball. He gets the ball. He goes to walk back to his mark. And I watch him just walk into the silver box and fall over and trip over and collapse.
How big's the box?
It's quite big. It's about a metre long.
I just walked straight into the box. So I was walking backwards, watching the net, and I've just tripped
he's
over
nearly
the whole
landed
thing.
In the box.
That's I've just good. Gone. That's funny. That's good.
It like that. Is funny. I'm still called sometimes Silver Box to this day.
Silver Box.
That's what we're calling from now on.
Now, Silver Box. I have a very, very important question that I have to ask.
All right.
We do have some peanuts in this studio. One of them, you, Bryza, because you're one of those idiots that thinks it's a good idea to put tomato sauce in the pantry.
Oh, not this so crap again.
I want to. Here we go. So it's 1-1. So each time we get someone in, I'm going to. Oh,
here we go again.
Now I've got Sean here. Sean, can you tell me where do you put your tomato, barbecue sauce, those things, etc.?
Well, normally when I read. Like, I buy a product and I sort of read the back packaging to see what suggestions and stuff are. And I've, first time I bought a tomato sauce bottle, it's gone, please keep refrigerated.
Oh.
And so I've gone, oh, I'm just going to stick that pad point in there. And then I go to people's houses to see it's in the pantry. I'm like, mate, what are you doing?
Thank you.
Oh, the argument's on the get, is it?
I want my tomato sauce a bit thick. I don't want it liquidy and I don't want it like water.
You don't want to, you know, the cold tomato sauce to complement the hot food.
Which brands do you guys buy?
Heinz or whatever, Master Foods.
Yeah. Oh, sometimes the Coles brand one.
Yeah.
Ooh. Coles brand.
What do you make your own?
I buy Rosella. And on there, it doesn't have it. On the glass bottles, it does say pantry.
It doesn't say pantry.
It says on there. I'm sure it does. I'm sure I've read it somewhere.
Doesn't. Next show, we're bringing in a bottle.
We'll bring in Rosella and we'll check it out. Obviously the cricket world's gone into a standstill as well.
What has it gone to a standstill?
There's not much going on at the moment. The Australia New Zealand series has been stopped. We played one game of that.
Yeah.
And then they said no, you're not allowed to.
Mm. That's New Zealand's Prime Minister, they're taking them home.
Yeah, unfortunately. One thing that does continue is the NRL. Did you see last round, they were actually, when the ball went in the crowd, they would bring it back in and a person would wash the ball in hot water and esky and soap.
So, also for those that don't know, New Zealand now are basically the Cairns Warriors for the next
I know, they're playing on the Gold Coast, so ridiculous.
Yeah, but I did see that and I'm like, well, if they're doing that, maybe they should do the same thing in the footy and bring the fans back.
I mean, just do it. Well, I think they have now stopped fans from going to the rugby league.
As of round two.
Question is as well, what's going to happen with State of Origin later in the year? For the rugby, that's huge for the rugby.
I can't, I reckon. I'll be postponed if it's still like this.
Now, going to get into one final thing. Going to get into Matt's multi. So
Matt's multi. Obviously, like another show we know.
He stole it from me. There's not many sports going on at the moment, but I'm going to go with a few things. So, we've got the League of Legends gaming tournament.
Esports.
I'm going to put Legacy Esports to beat Avant Gaming.
Oh, big call.
Big call, that one.
In the Moscow Open for the table tennis, I've got Balakin to beat Donchenko. Also in the Moscow Open, I'm going to go Petrochenko to beat Lifvenko.
Okay.
And two more legs, I'm going to go Kumin, the upset, to beat Kutsov in the table tennis open.
Okay.
And the final one...
Any bowling?
No, there is no bowling. The final one I'm going to go with is Yushko to beat Melishenko.
Right.
So let's have a look at what this adds up to, and you can really go home and jump on it, eh?
Gamble.
Exactly. We always want to gamble responsibly. So we got a multi here.
Please away.
This multi is... $11.09. So I'll tell you what, it's a cheeky
one. Jump on it.
What are you going to chuck on that, Matty?
I'm going to go $4.
Oh.
$4. See where it takes us.
Safe.
Go your life savings.
I mean, with Kuzmin and Yushko playing in the table tennis, there's not many sports going on at the moment. I just like that these table tennis plates are like, we're not going to stop.
Well, they're doing what they love, and I think...
I respect that.
Yeah, respect them for doing what they love and... passion for the sport.
Now, last time we finished the show with erotic stories. Do you remember that?
I do remember that. I'm so cringe. We're brilliant.
We're gonna abolish it. Erotic stories.
Oh, that sucks. It's a favourite segment. You just came a favourite segment on the show.
I can bring it back if you want.
Nah, it's all good.
Okay.
That's
Bryza, it's been a pleasure having you on for the second episode. Will we see you again? Who knows?
Mate, if I'm only a question away. Just gotta ask the question, I'll be on the show.
Ask the question. Sean, what an experience it's been having you on.
Oh, thank you. It's been very fun.
Well, lads, I'll see you next time. Don't forget to subscribe, leave a rating, get excited, leave a comment.
Give 5 stars.
Give 5 stars.
Five-star rating.
Get around Matt Chats.